Well, today, church, at the opening of worship, we confessed in life beyond death, God is with us. We are not alone. And church, today, in our grief, in our tears, within our broken hearts, in the death of our fallen brother, Laird, we beg God right now to be able to hold on to God's promises. And so let your tears fall. Let God accompany you, just as God always has and always will. Because in life beyond death, we know God is with us. Well, today, right after worship, I'll be hosting a Zoom conversation on the life and legacy of Laird among us. And I'd invite you to come and participate in that as you're able, or if you want that safe place to share and to pray together. We welcome you there. Well, as always, our lives are in a wilderness place. And just as we heard today, Jesus is in a wilderness place. We're on that road again, on the road of Lent, walking our way towards Jerusalem for the big showdown with the authorities of church and state. The road is hazardous, and it's full of toils and snares, potholes and adversaries, ending, we know, in a rigged trial for Jesus. But siblings of faith are always on the road again, called to depart the safe places, running risk, and hoping for well-being along the journey. And the defining journey of a biblical faith begins in the departure of Abraham and Sarah back in the book of Genesis. They were dispatched by God to leave their safe place, to go to a new land yet to be given, to get new names, and to be blessed by God, and to be a blessing to all those around them. And they went. And their family, generation after generation, has gone. And we too, in our time and place, walking within their wake, must also travel beyond safe places to the gifted end that God intends. Hopefully knowing the blessing of God, and we too being blessings along life's way. And if we this Lent would consider our destinations, what are those places that we are venturing to within our own callings? Perhaps it's to build a neighborhood of peace, true shalom. Maybe a neighborhood of shared resources, of random acts of hospitality, and intentional acts of caring justice, of fearless neighborliness that is not propelled by greed or anxiety or even excessive self-preoccupation. You see, Jesus was sent out on that road, the same roads that we travel, ones littered with every lie and temptation that the world can offer. The voice of the evil one, the tempter, the liar, lurking close on every single step. But Jesus knew, just like we know, that we're not out there on those roads alone. And as we walk the way of the truth and the life that we're given in God, we are surrounded by God. The God who kept Abraham and Sarah, the God who walked all the way to Jerusalem with Jesus, the God who has shown up time and time again with you and for you. And so what if this Lent for you and me, it was a great departure from the greedy, anxious, anti-neighborliness of our economies, a great departure from our exclusionary politics that fear the other, a great departure from the self-indulgent consumerism that's killing us, chasing after so much? It's devouring our lives on the daily. What if instead we walked the road of newness, a new self, a new society, a new world, or as the writer of Revelation says, a new creation? What if you and I, the we and the me, the world over, would live as we confessed just a few days ago on Ash Wednesday? A world where we would fast from judging others to feast on Christ indwelling within them. To fast from our emphasis on differences and fear, instead to feast on the unity of all life. To fast from apparent darkness and feast on the reality of light. To fast from thoughts of illness, to feast on the healing power of God. To fast from words that pollute, to feast on phrases that purify and build up. To fast from discontent and feast on gratitude. To fast from anger and feast on patience. To fast from worry and feast instead on faith in God. To fast from the negatives and feast on affirmatives. To fast from unrelenting pressure and feast on unceasing prayer. To fast from bitterness and feast on forgiveness. Fast from selfish thought and feast on compassion for others. To fast from discouragement and feast on hope. Church, what if? What if? Well, I would bet on new life in the world. I would bet on joy in abundance. Yes, God's heart yearns for this, for all of us. God desires that we seek Jesus and his way of life for the world. God wants us to be free from our anxiety and worry. God wants to unleash us to breathe and to move differently. God wants our trust to be put in the best of places with God and not just held within ourselves. Church, this is a brand new way of being in the world. Stepping out, putting our trust into God, is walking the way where we listen more intently to the assuring voice of God. But we know that voice is often countered by another voice that mocks and seduces us. A voice that makes easy promises, urging acts that are against our faith and our child of God identities. It is a gain for us to see Lent as placing us between those conflicting voices. We will always be cast between those voices. Which one will we lean into? Which one will we embrace? Which one will we bet our lives on? Well, the God who summons us is the God who goes with us along the way. God's leadership in our lives is to be earth-shaking, mind and soul-altering, like the noonday sun on a frozen field, like finding an empty tomb on the day when you thought death and destruction had the last word. This is what we mean when we say God provides radical transformation. You see, the Isaiah text that we read today, it humbles us. It is a wake-up call. It asks deep questions. What are you doing? Why are you living the way that you are? And what are we placing our trust or hope? What are we doing in our lives that speaks to God's heart? The lies, bigger is better, faster is better, more is better. Take someone down or out in order to gain their spot and to lift yourself up. Major job dissatisfaction, strained relationships, people maxed out by stress and anxiety, depression, hate, anger, and bitterness. And God says, no, no, enough of that. The summons of Lent is bear new fruit. Bear new fruit. Do what is in sync with the God of the gospel, the God who has a better intention for our lives, the one who wants us out of the rat race of our self-made worlds. God wants for us to no longer work for that which does not satisfy, but instead receiving the good gifts that we need for a whole life, engaging in ways that heal and transform. You know, I actually believe that we were created for this. And then we got talked out of it. The tempter got the better of us. And so we sell out because it's easy. It is almost normalized to live that way, apart from God. Yet today, Jesus stands in that desert place, within the heat, within the struggle, within the temptation, and he keeps walking the way, where there ain't no mountain too high and there ain't no valley too low. Jesus simply keeps walking the way, moving, living within the heartbeat of God. And we, God's people, are to take our lead from him. And so today, what do you need to stop doing? What do you need to start doing? What will you carry with you along that roadway? And what will you leave behind in order to live that whole life, that new life that God is intending for? These are big questions, and they're meaningful questions. Well, in the words of Psalm 25, those words are powerful. They say, "Guide me in your truth and teach, for you are God, our Savior, and our hope is in you all the day long." Yes, may our hope be in God all the day long. Great are you, Lord. And God's people say, Amen.